Wayne State University football. It's all about the W. It's time for Winters on Wednesday, the insider's look at Wayne State football. Your host is none other than Warrior head football coach Paul Winters, along with Patriots studio host Rod Beard, as they catch you up on everything Wayne State football. Now, here's Rod Beard with Coach Winters.
And welcome in, Warrior fans, to Tony V's on a Wednesday night. Down here in the heart of Midtown on Cass Avenue. If you haven't popped in yet, by all means, why don't you come down now? There's still time to make it down before the show is over. Just keep us on the radio as you're on your way down. My name is Sean Belegian. Pleasure to be with you tonight, and always a pleasure to talk to this fine gentleman. I'm sitting here shaking my head saying, how the heck do we have 10 games under our belt already? At this point in time, this season absolutely flew by, but here to talk about it is Coach Winters.
I'm excited to be here.
How are you, bud?
I'm good. It's despite all the accounts that I've disappeared, it's been good.
You know, it's interesting, Coach, and Jeff Weiss, all of a sudden I can't hear myself, but we'll get out of there because Jeff Weiss, he
Jeff
does a little
has
something.
The controls.
He does a little bit of everything, Jeff Weiss. We talk about that oftentimes on the radio. As a matter of fact, it's almost like, you know how people use Siri? People use Siri around the house. Coach Winters and Coach Reardon just use Weissy. I wonder what Deontay Nicholas yards per carry in his career.
And Weiss came comes up running within over. 5 seconds.
Wait, Deontay Nicholas yards per carry is 10.21179. That's what Weissy does.
Some people call Alexia.
Yeah,
we call it Jeffa.
We'll call Weiss. But you know, Coach. All jokes aside, this is a situation right now where, I know it's been a tough grind, and I know that there are some lessons to be learned. You, your staff, as long as I've known you guys, I've never heard you guys throw the excuse card out there. Missing a guy like Deontay Nicholas has hurt this team. Make no mistake about it.
You know what? Looking at those stats that Jeff showed us, it just made me sick. It was like, wait a minute. So we lost 200 yards a game? I mean, basically, that's what he was accounting for. And it's hard to win without those 200 yards a game.
I am not an offensive coordinator, nor would I attempt to play an offensive coordinator. I'll leave that to Coach Reardon. I'll leave that to you. But one thing that I really think this offense could need this year is that kid coming on the jet was just money. That seemed to be a bread-and-butter play. I remember my broadcast partner coming up with some big plays that way,
no
too, with the jet, Josh Rennell. But Deontay Nicholas really seemed like a guy that you get him involved in the jet, and, boy, that opens up so much for this offense.
Well, it opens up everything. It opens up the run game. It opens up the pass game, his returns. Everything he did extremely well. We feel like he was – possibly the best player in the conference and would have been this year.
You take a guy like that out of the equation. And as I said, it's a testament to you and your staff. You guys aren't throwing those excuses out there. You have to go to war with who you have. And I think in the process of doing so, there have been some pretty good finds this year. And you know, Coach, I'm going to ask
Dante McClure. Dante McClure is
a
great example. You know, he stepped up for a while and really did some great things, and then he got hurt. So we actually were without both of them, and we talked about it going into the season. Okay, if something happens with Deontay, Dante kind of duplicates some of his abilities.
Sure.
But we lost him, and now we're just starting to get him back, so we're looking for big things for him this weekend.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I think people knew about Deontay Moffitt, and he stepped up his game. I made this joke to Jeff Weiss the other day. I gave him a trivia question, and I think you're going to get this one. This one isn't too difficult.
Livonia.
James Hill. James Hill is from A, Honolulu, B, Anchorage, or C, Livonia.
I'm sorry,
Jeff,
I didn't know the question.
Right. You knew it as well. It was like Jeopardy, reverse Jeopardy. No, but honestly, Coach, I think this is showing the depth of what you guys are doing. Nobody wants a circumstance like this where you are going a little deep into the coffers, so to speak. Nobody wants that, but I'm an accentuate the positives type of guy. now you know what you have in a couple of guys that I guess were waiting their turn, and you got to feel pretty good about that.
Well, you talk about accentuating the positive. We always have thought conditioners. One of our thought conditioner of PMA is there's a seed of equivalent benefit for every adversity that you have. Well, our adversity has been we lost some running backs with Deontay and, you know, with everything else. James Hill has had an opportunity because of that. And the benefit is he's exploded. He's had a fantastic year. And we had no idea he was that good, obviously. The other opportunity was Dante McClure getting on the field and making big plays. So anytime that somebody goes down, you know, it's kind of a next man up mentality. And so you look over and say, okay, who's ready? And then the next guy's ready.
You know, this is such a weird time, I think, not only for a broadcaster, for fans of the Warriors, but I can't imagine what it's like for you, your coaches. We'll talk to Coach Reardon in a moment because on one hand, you're getting the opportunity to see some of the guys that are going to comprise the Warriors of next year, comprise the Warriors of 2 years from now. But at the same time, you're saying goodbye to some guys that I mean, let's face it, they've been family. And, Coach, I've said this to you once. I'll say it to you 10,000 times. I think it's great. Every home game, I see a former Warrior. They come up and say hello. Heck, Mr. Burrell, Troy Burrell's dad, gave me a big hug, and we took a selfie together. That's the family aspect of it. And yes, you're excited about what is to come, but you're going to be saying goodbye to some pretty special people as well.
Yeah, you hate to think about that part of it. It's hard to say goodbye. Tomorrow is our senior lap, and we let the seniors take their final lap after the practice together, and then they say goodbye to every single teammate and the coaches. And it's a very emotional time for us. It's going to be very tough. And I got Randy Garvin here in the crowd today. I'll be saying goodbye to him tomorrow. He knows how tough that's going to be, and all those seniors, they've meant a great deal to me and a great deal to Wayne State's program.
Well, it's interesting, Coach. I know that the game didn't end the way that you wanted it to this past Saturday. It's been one of those years. I mean, that's the only way that you can describe it. We were without words at the end of the game because everything was there. It was there for the taking at the end, And just like that, you know, one kind of errant throw or whatever, and the script is flipped.
Yeah, you know what? You have opportunities, and you have to take advantage of them. And unfortunately, we threw a couple balls earlier in the drive. I think one, our James might have gone the wrong way, and we didn't get that play. And then we had one just off the fingertips of DeReese, which, you know, it's the same. It might have been Jake's first touchdown pass against Ashland. That same play. So, you know, you've got opportunities. You got to take them. And
the last throw, was that a miscommunication for the fans that were there? Because it seemed like perhaps Jake was looking one way and receiver went the other way. How would you describe that last throw?
You know what? That same play, we threw a touchdown pass against Saginaw, and it was to DeReese over the middle.
Okay.
And so we've got DeReese coming over the middle. We've got I don't know. I think it was Kyle Lewis doing a wheel route. Mm-hmm. Corey Esther's crossing with the tight end. And those are your options. They're actually middle to left. And once he had to scramble, I'm sure, because I've seen him do it so many times, he's trying to throw the ball away.
Sure.
And I think his arm was hit. And so he didn't get everything on it, and it just, you know, it's one of those luck of the draw things. It falls into their hands. But I think if his arm's not hit or he's not in a bad position, he throws the ball away and we kick a field goal that's getting overtime.
Yeah, the football gods owe you next year. I said it. You didn't say it. Yeah. I said it. I mean, they owe you because, you know, this has just been a year, and I'm not sitting here making excuses for you. This has been a year where there have just been some strange happenings. There's no other way you can say it. I mean, what do you tell the team in a situation like that? Because, unfortunately, there have been some, you know, kind of that eyebrow-raising moments.
There have been some things that have gone against us for whatever reason. But I kind of look at it as you make your own luck, you know. So you work really hard. You put yourself in the best position. We as coaches are evaluating everything that we do, and we're evaluating everything that the players do, and we're going to try to do things better, try to make sure they do things better. You can look at our lack of discipline in some situations where we're getting these unsportsmanlike penalties. Hey, we got to get that cleaned up, you know, because one of those things, I mean, you can go to one play in each game and say, well, that might have cost you the game, you know. So if we can clean up one play, you know, a drop snap on punt team, a missed block on punt team, you know, so that changes the Davenport game, it changes the Michigan Tech game, it changes the Ashland game, you know what I mean? So you got to eliminate those one or two things that are killing us.
You know, it's amazing you say that because, Coach, I think the margin of error in this GLIAC conference is so small as it is, and this is something across the conference, there isn't that much of a divide, okay?
No.
There just isn't. And I know, you know, you have Ferris that has had some success the last few years. Grand Valley's had some success. Heck, we've had a lot of success. I mean, no question about that. But it seems to me those little things, if one or two go
right.
the other way, that flips the script. That turns an 8, 9, 10 win team into a team that's struggling to win some.
There's no question. I you look at every single game that we've played, and like I said, I can tell you, okay, if we had done this right, we win this game. You keep saying that, and you keep going over each game, and you're like, oh, guess what? We're 8-3, 9-2, 10-1, and we're different, you know, in a different situation. I think we've been in a position to win every GLIAC game, and that's all you can ask for. You just have to put yourself over the top. We have to figure a way to get over the top, but we physically can compete against everybody in the league.
Well, I tell you what, this Saturday certainly provides an opportunity to put a real nice feeling win, a statement together. Going to Grand Valley, let's face it, they've had so much success for so long. You want to flip the script and change the narrative, go win it, Grand Valley.
There you go.
We'll get into that in just a couple minutes. We'll also be joined by Coach Reardon. Coach Reardon is a guy, he's worked with the offense, he's worked with the quarterbacks. He's also made tremendous hype videos. And I always
the best.
I always have to remind him of some of the hype videos he's made as well. So he'll join the conversation next. In the meantime, I'll tell you, you are listening to Winters on Wednesday. So glad you could join us as we are live at Tony V's in Midtown on Cass Avenue. Stop by, say hello, try the pizza, try the salmon salad.
That's awesome.
Right here on your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot.
Hey, Wayne State, are you looking for childcare right here on campus? Rainbow Child Care Center is now open in Midtown. Come visit Rainbow's new Midtown location and see why so many families call Rainbow their home away from home. Located at the corner of Brush and Mac, Rainbow Child Care Center is the perfect place for your little one to grow and develop. Whether you're in the classroom or at work, enjoy the peace of mind that comes with your child being right next door. Visit rainbowccc.com/Detroit or call 800-90-LEARN. That's 800-905-3276. RainbowCCC.com/Detroit and learn more.
Warrior fans, the women's basketball team will open their season at home on Friday, November 9th as they take on Finley at 7 p.m. at the MAFI. Both the men's and women's teams will play in their first doubleheader of the season on Sunday, November 11th against Lake Erie starting at 2 p.m. Help us celebrate National Sunday Day with Treat Dreams. Make sure to arrive early for your free sample of ice cream. As always, parking is free in the MAFI lot and general admission tickets are $5. We hope to see you right here for Warrior Basketball.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have 2 branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we work hard to show our members how much we value them. It's nice to know they feel the same way. We're proud to receive the 2018 J.D. Power Award for having the highest member satisfaction among commercial health plans in Michigan. Every day, our focus is all about serving our members. To learn more, visit bcbsm.com. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Sometimes it's fun to drive, like when your friend gives you the keys to their new car for a test drive. And sometimes it's not fun to drive, like when you're at a concert and want to have a few cocktails but then have to drive home. Whether you're taking a small group of friends out for a night on the town or you're planning a trip for a large group of 50 or more, Trinity Transportation has you covered. They've got a huge fleet of vehicles, including vans, minibuses, and full-size luxury buses. Call them at 877-284-4200 or visit them on the web at trinitytransportation.com. When you want to have fun but don't want to drive, let Trinity Transportation take care of you. And please, don't drink and drive.
Fellas, let's go now. Let's have a great day. Let's have some fun, fellas. Have some fun with it. Warrior Pride on 3-1-2-3.
Warrior Pride.
Great job. Ah. Warrior Jack, Team Brother.
Ready.
I said Warrior Jack, Team Brother.
Ready.
Ready. Begin.
W-S-R-O-O-S. Warriors.
And welcome back, Warrior fans. So glad you could join us. It is Winters on Wednesday here at Tony V's. As Coach mentioned, one of the guys here, Randy Garvin, former Rockford Ram.
Yeah,
got to give a shout-out to the Rams, right? Don't I? A little bit? A lot of good football being played on the west side of the state. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, what's really cool. You get a lot of the Warriors come out here and show their love, show their support. And that's always cool. And you know you're more than welcome even when you leave. All you guys. You're all welcome to come back, I promise you. As I mentioned, kind enough to join us here. This is a big week. There's no doubt about that. Look, there are certain games that we in the media put a circle around. I know for these guys, every game is a different set of circumstances. But this is one of those games that certainly I think people in the media – you look to see when Grand Valley is on the schedule, and you know what they bring to the table. So I know these guys would, they'd probably rather be in the film room looking at some film right now and getting ready, but they're wasting their time talking to me. I appreciate it just the same. Jeff Reardon joins us here on Winners on Wednesday. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing good, Sean. Anytime I get to see you, it's a good day.
Oh, boy. Can you give him a raise, Coach Winters? Can you give him a raise?
He knows the company line.
Hey, you know what? I want to start. You're obviously working with the offense, working with the quarterbacks. Let me start with Jake, because Jake is one of those guys. To me, Coach, I think anybody that's watched him, you see it. There's something there. You got it. What do you see when you look at Jake Amrine?
No, that's just it. Obviously, there's a lot of potential there. And we knew coming out of high school it was going to be a process with him, because there's a lot of quarterbacks who have been playing quarterback since they were 7, 8 years old, and Jake didn't really start playing it until he was a senior in high school. So prior to this year, he started 9 games in high school. Again, you see the big arm. You know, he's a thrower, and right now we're trying to develop him into a passer, a guy who has total control over the football. And you've seen that growth this year, because it's important to him, because he works extremely hard, and that's why you love the coach guy.
You know, it's interesting, because you've had so many guys in here with a lot of experience, not so much experience. You know, another guy on your staff won a state championship at Warren D. LaSalle after 1 year of quarterbacking as well. What do you look for when you're looking at a quarterback? What, first and foremost, is it the arm? Is it the sense? What jumps out to you about a quarterback first?
Yeah, you look for – I guess I look for – you know, release, how quick does the ball get out? You look for accuracy, and then you evaluate really every throw that he makes. Can he make the quick throws? Can he throw the RPOs, the intermediates, the deeps? And if he can do all those things, you know, and then is it gritty enough to win for you? You know, that's the other part that's a little bit harder to judge. But we feel like Jake, you know, again, we knew he was going to be a project, but we also saw the potential there, and we know what he can be.
Where do you feel he is at right now? Because, again, anybody that's watched this team, you've seen him make the throws. Coach Winters brought up a couple of those throws. You've seen the throws. You've seen what he's accomplished. Where is he at in regards to his trajectory right now? tough to say.
Just don't make one throw last game, and we're having a much different conversation right now. I mean,
truth.
I love the kid that, you know, he has grown so much in those last four games. He grew so much coming out of I think it was Davenport. I don't know. It was Tiffin and Davenport. He struggled in those two games. Thought he played pretty well against Ashland. I thought he played well against Saginaw. Really struggled in those two games. And then you saw really a lot of growth. And like Coach was saying earlier, if we could have connected on, you know, that earlier throw, we're having a much different conversation right now. So, yeah, we're disappointed with where we're at, but I'm still excited about that growth that we're seeing.
Coach Reardon joins us here on your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5, AM 1400, the Patriot. It's Winners on Wednesday. Here we talk about players and their trajectory and developing and everything. But for people that aren't aware, you're a pretty interesting story as well. You really have done, all jokes aside, you've done a little bit of everything around here, and you've kind of grown up with the program now. How's that process been for you?
It's awesome. I was blessed right out of college, coming out of Hope College. Coach gave me an opportunity started. I showed up for the interview thinking I was interviewing for a running back's job, and come to find out I was interviewing for a defensive job, which I had no defensive experience at the time, and ended up getting hired and spent 4 years on the defensive side of the football, you know, learning from Coach, learning from Coach Hauser, from Coach Kaz, and you know, grew a lot, obviously, as a coach there, and then left for a year, had an opportunity to take over my own position, and then was blessed again. Coach hired me back and got to go coach back on the offensive side, and then, you know, coach the quarterbacks for the last 4 years, so.
Almost on accident, it's like you've got your finger in a whole bunch of different pies. And I'm guessing it's probably made you a better coach overall.
No question. No question. And Coach said that to me actually early on when I was a GA. And he said, if you want to be a great coach, coach on both sides of the football because you learn football. And he was absolutely right. You know, I had seen it from the quarterback position, but then you learn it from the defensive back position. You learn it from the linebacker position. And then you come back to the offensive side, and I got to spend that year coaching tight ends and learning from Coach Wooster, working with the offensive line every day, and you know, and then you get an opportunity to coach the quarterbacks, and you just teach it from, you know, a different perspective. So it's again, it's been a blessing.
One of the things that certainly makes you a better coach is being a master at making hype films. Let's make no mistake about it. Now, all jokes aside, I know that I brought this up earlier. I remember I voiced some for you back in the day, and it's interesting because if Josh Rennell is listening, I can see him beaming right now because those guys remember those videos. Like, we'll be driving in the car to a game or something, and a song will come on, and he'll go, oh, that was a song for our hype video in 2010. Oh, that was a song from the 2011 video and things like that. I mean, that had to be fun for you. I mean, I know how much you put into it, but I saw the efforts and it took into it. But with that being said, when you see the reaction that the guys
right there.
Get, you know?
That's it right there. Staying up till 3 in the morning working with Movie Maker 1 was not fun when it shut down at 1 o'clock in the morning and you had to start over. But seeing their reaction and you know, I think your job as a coach is to inspire your players, and that's not an ego thing, but obviously they love that, and that was awesome, you know.
One last thing before we let you go, and again, Coach Reardon, kind enough to join us here on Winners on Wednesday. I don't want you to give anything away, to be sure, but look, it's Grand Valley. I mean, everybody knows what they've been, how hard it is to go to Allendale. What do you look at when you take a look at the tape with Grand Valley, what they show you on defense?
Obviously, they're Grand Valley, extremely skilled. You know, they're gonna play their man coverage and bring the house and pressure you and all that good stuff. Exactly what they've always done. So, what an opportunity! You know, obviously we're all disappointed with where we're at right now, but what an opportunity! You know, go out and beat them for the first time since 1982.
Love the attitude. Seriously, I mean, to me, that's what you have to look at. Okay, next challenge. Let's go. You know, and it seems like that is a mentality that is permeating the entire staff. Hey, it's a pleasure to see you, Coach.
You too,
good
Sean.
Luck.
I appreciate it. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll see you on Saturday for sure.
Absolutely.
And hopefully some Warrior fans. You can make the trip. If you can't make the trip, you certainly can listen to the game right here on your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, the Patriot. Hey, there are a lot of great things going on around campus. We'll check back in with Coach in a few minutes, but we've got a special conversation, one that you might be interested in, as Ashley DeCita will join us. conversation about Warrior softball next on the Winters on Wednesday show, live from Tony V's down here on Cass Avenue. So glad you could join us in your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot.
How much more endurance on the court would Tom have if his sleep problems were addressed by a specialist? How much faster could Darnell get back to scoring touchdowns if he had a sports medicine expert treating his concussion? How much more would Priya enjoy running if she found out her shortness of breath was due to an easily treated respiratory condition? Whatever kind of athlete you are, at Henry Ford, we treat all of you. From injury prevention to leading-edge treatment, no one sees the whole athlete like we do. Henry Ford Sports Medicine is the only team in Michigan where every member is part of a unified group. Our sports specialists work together to get every muscle, bone, tendon, organ, nerve, and blood vessel of your body working so you can reach all of your goals. Get back in the game ASAP. Make an appointment today at henryford.com/sports. Henry Ford Health System, all for you.
For more than a decade, the Detroit Sports Commission has attracted regional, national, and international sporting events to Metro Detroit. What does this mean for our region? Hundreds and thousands of visitors and millions of dollars being pumped into our local economy over the past 10 years. From the Final Four to the Super Bowl, Detroit is where champions are made and championships are played. Find out how you can get involved at DetroitSports.org and be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Michigan First Credit Union is the exclusive financial institution of Wayne State Athletics. With two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus, our goal is to make your life easier and to exceed your expectations. Why choose anyone else for your banking needs? Let us show you why we're the best choice. Visit MichiganFirst.com for details. Michigan First Credit Union is proud to support Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Delta Dental of Michigan and Wayne State University are building brighter futures, healthier communities where families have access to care, smarter communities where dreams transform into reality, more vibrant communities where pride in where you live runs deep, because a good community feels like home, with friendly faces, sights, and sounds that foster a happiness you can't help but share. After all, a bright smile starts with a solid foundation. Learn more at deltadentalmi.com.
Hi, Warrior fans. It's Ashley DeCita here. This week's Women in Athletics segment, we have the great guest of Nicole Tynes from our women's softball team. She's in her fifth season as assistant coach. So welcome, Nicole.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes. Before we talk about the exciting stuff happening this Saturday, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of a recap on fall ball? As we know now, it's November and you guys are kind of prepping for the spring.
Well, our fall ball this year went great. We had a bit of a rough season for us last year, so we were really looking to kind of just come back fresh, start a whole new chapter with our girls, totally reset from last season, and they really showed that they worked hard over the summer. Everyone came back in great shape. They set goals for this fall, and everyone, for the most part, met those goals, so it really kind of showed us as a staff that our team was serious, ready to put last year in the past, and just start fresh. We have some freshmen coming in who did a great job for us. Our returners really stepped up with their leadership, and it was just great to see everybody mesh and do really well this fall. So hopefully we keep that rolling.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It kind of seems like everything you could ask for, especially after last spring.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, we hit the ball well. Defensively, I think we were a little, you know, nervous coming back because that overall was not our strength, along with our pitching was not our strength. And this fall, our defense shaped up and our pitchers did a pretty good job in the circle. So we obviously have a lot of stuff to work on. Mm-hmm. We will be starting, or we just started our skills yesterday. Okay. So we're going to go 2 hours a week, Monday, Wednesdays, through till exams. And
the heavy little break and
yeah,
then
have a little
up.
Break.
Okay.
You know, that break though is scary because it is about a month. So we really encourage our girls to go out on their own when they get home for Christmas
do
and not just
as they can. Yeah.
indulge in the holiday season and hopefully
stale.
they yeah, exactly. Hopefully they keep a little bit fresh and come back in January ready to go.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. And then we know that this Saturday is the 5th annual Mixer on the Mound. So give our listeners a little bit of a breakdown. Obviously, as I mentioned, you're entering your 5th season. So this has been something going since your time, right?
Yes, this is our 5th year, which is crazy to me because I remember the first year when we were trying to pull this together. But basically, the Mixer is our big fundraiser, mm-hmm. But it actually has really turned into an awesome alumni event for our alumni to come back. It's just a great atmosphere. It's held at Tony V's.
Which is awesome.
It's awesome, yeah. So it's just a fun atmosphere. We have gift basket raffles. We do 50-50 draws. And it's just a great time for our current players to see all those alumni come back and the friendships that are still there. And we really do have a lot of great women who support us. And so it's an opportunity for them to just kind of kick back and have fun and enjoy the night.
Yeah.
So.
And definitely, like you said, the connections are huge. I mean, we see that for sure within the softball program. So where can our listeners get some information since this is taking place on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, so feel free to email me. My email's on the website. But we have a site up through Eventbrite, and I can send that link. Tickets can be purchased through Eventbrite. Or if, you know, you're not really sure and you think Saturday you got nothing going on and you want to stop by, please come by. More than welcome, everybody. You can purchase tickets at the door. So they are $35 for one and $60 for two.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks so much, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. As Nicole said, make sure that you mark your calendar this Saturday, November 10th, Tony V's at 4 o'clock. If you want more information or you want to email Nicole directly, make sure to go to WSUathletics.com. All of the information's on there, or just come by.
Perfect.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Too busy yakking out here, so I.
Sorry
that's
about
on,
that.
I 100%. No,
it's on me.
I'm owning it. I'm owning it. That's on me. I have to be better than that. Coach and I are sitting here yakking, and Tiffany's poor Tiffany back at the station. We really appreciate her work. She's going, guys, you're back. So it's nice to sit here and chat with Coach. You know, we already gave one shout out. Want to give a shout out to Shane Holler who came out here tonight. Clarkston still getting it done for Shane, right? So Shane Holler, Spencer Stevenson from Midland Dow. Got to give Midland Dow a shout-out, a little action with Midland Dow. And, of course, Tyroka Battle, an Avondale guy, right? So shout-out to you guys. Thanks for coming out tonight. Really
appreciate it. I think they spilled their food.
Oh, did they spill their food? Oh, boy. Don't worry about it. I'll finish it. I will. I'll go over there and finish
it. It's been one of those years.
You got to hold on to your food.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to hold on to the football. You got to hold on to your food. That's the way.
That's the problem.
That's the way that it goes, you know. Coach, let's talk a little about this game against Grand Valley. You know, we talked to Coach Reardon about it. There aren't a lot of secrets with Grand Valley. I mean, they've had a tremendous amount of success. You know, one coach has beget another coach and everything. But this is one of those games, Coach, that – as I said, you can change the narrative on this season. You go there.
Right,
you knock them off in Allendale. You beat Grand Valley State for the first time since 1984. Whatever the case may be, you can put that to bed.
You forget a lot of the bad things.
Yeah.
There's no question. And I'm excited about this game as I am pretty much every game because I feel like from a physical standpoint, we can compete head-to-head against these guys you know, not have any concerns about not being able to match up. So we're excited about that. Their strength is their passing game. They throw the heck out of the football. Now they're very good at running it as well, but I think we're the number 5 pass defense in the country. You know, I'm looking at our pass stats, and we've actually outpassed our opponents, you know, and we're not a big passing team. So it's a matter of just going out and playing the game. Forget about who they are and who they've been. Forget about what happened to us in this season and just go and compete on Saturday.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because one guy that has really jumped out to both Josh and I during a broadcast, and make no mistake about it, you know, what we see there and perhaps what the tape shows are two different things, but Tyler Houston is just one of those guys. He's only a freshman. Speaking of Clarkston, he's only a freshman,
man.
And oh boy, really like what I'm seeing out of that kid. Who would have thunk it? A freshman, a big part of the reason why you guys are ranked where you're at.
Well, you know, that's funny. The teams that were recruiting him the hardest and he was deciding between was Grand Valley and Wayne State. And he chose Wayne State, and now he gets to play at Grand Valley. So it's going to be a big night for him. But he's been outstanding. You know, he's down the football. And we always talk about that with our safeties. You obviously have to be able to play the pass, be a center fielder at times. But when the ball breaks the line of scrimmage, you have to be able to down the ball. And he has great ability to tackle, and that's big.
You know, it's amazing, because it almost seems to me like making a play – sometimes when you're talking about a defensive backfield is contagious, and you see McDade make a play, you see Houston make a play. It seems like there's been a little contagious, if you will, of that in your defensive backfield.
It really has come together pretty nicely, you know, and you go into the season and you worry about your depth and you worry about, you know, who's going to step up. And a young freshman from Clarkston comes in and becomes, you know, I won't give him dominant player yet.
Sure.
But he gives you the potential of becoming a dominant player, and that's exciting.
I think it's interesting, because we were just talking to Coach Reardon about this. Bill Parcells was somebody that always used to say, young players, rookies are going to make mistakes. You just accept it. But I think what you want to see is flashes out of young players, and certainly and presumably more good than bad. Coach, that's one thing. You didn't design it this way, but some guys have kind of been forced into a situation that maybe they normally wouldn't be. You have to be happy with a slew of guys on both sides of the ball that when the opportunity presented itself, regardless of the circumstances, and we'll start with Jake, here's a guy that stepped up, and you're seeing those flashes, and I think fans are left to say, wow, what level could this kid eventually hit?
Right. Right. You know, it's kind of funny. He's going into the last game of the year as a sophomore against Grand Valley, at Grand Valley. And if I remember correctly, we had a young sophomore quarterback a few years back named Mickey Mockner.
I'm familiar with his work.
Who finished his season at Grand Valley. I think it was the same year Josh got hurt in that
game.
He did.
As
a sophomore. And it was kind of a struggle. It wasn't a great year for us, but those guys grew up, and even in that game, I mean, we were competing, you know, tooth and nail with those guys, and it was kind of our awakening of, hey, we are really good. And I think, you know, we kind of started to make that move against Northwood. We started to make that move against Ferris. You know, even in this last game, at one point it should have been 28-3. This young sophomore quarterback, he's starting to see, gosh, I could be great, you know. So we look at what he's going to be. We look at our young freshman who we redshirted, Nolan Kimmy from U of D Jesuit, Steve Mason from Port Huron Northern, those two wide receivers who we feel are going to be impact guys next year with him. We know it's coming. We can see it coming. We see it every day in practice.
Wow, it's interesting you bring that up. I guess I never thought about it. You know, that game against Grand Valley, Josh got hurt, a young Mickey Mockner. I think those teams the next 2 years did fairly well. If memory serves me correct, the 9-2 season, I say it all the time. Obviously, everybody's going to talk about 2011, rightfully so. I mean, so much fun. But that 2010 team, I think, sometimes gets overlooked. That team was a phenomenal team. And the way you finished the season in Findlay that year and the record and everything, I think sometimes Warrior fans should take a second and kind of acknowledge that team, because they brought some hardware home too.
Well, exactly right. They were GLIAC South champs. They were outstanding. Somehow we beat the team that made the playoffs.
Yeah.
We still can't figure that one out. They made the playoffs and we didn't, and we beat them. So that team, I think, actually might have been better than the 2011 team. You know, I mean, just based on how they played that season. I think we played with less gaps, you know, less mistakes. But
that was one of my – I know you and I have talked about this before, but I'm going to share this with the listeners. The 2010 season, when Hillsdale came to town, how are we going to stop Hillsdale? Hillsdale's
offense – they had a great wide receiver, Holmes.
Absolutely. And that offense was – and the defensive effort that you guys put forth
that incredible.
Year, it was unbelievable.
Incredible.
And Jeremy Jones.
Kenny Loney, too.
Yeah, Kenny.
Jeremy and Kenny dominated that game.
To me, that might be the time where you guys, for lack of a better term, planted the stake and said, we're here and we're not going anywhere. I thought that was a statement.
And you know what? You talk about that defense. We had Cortez Smith.
Oh.
You know?
Who can forget?
I mean, one of the best players in the country.
Who can forget? Dante Akra. Oh,
yes.
What a good team.
Dante Akra.
Good
Whoa.
Team. He made some plays.
Yeah, he did.
He made a few plays.
On that highlight tape Jeff made.
Yeah. All right, he's Coach Winters. I'm Sean Beligian. Don't go anywhere. We got one more segment. We'll take a closer look at Grand Valley State. That is your opponent. Hey, Warrior fans, do not forget, we are going to be on the air this Saturday, pregame show starting at 12:45. So join my broadcast partner, Hall of Famer, Josh Rennell, and yours truly, Sean Beligian. We bring you the 2018 season finale. Of course, Coach Winters, we have an interview in the locker room with him, a senior spotlight as well, all taking you up to kickoff in Allendale shortly after 1 o'clock right here on your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot.
Whether you keep it on a spreadsheet, a memo on your phone, or a sticky note on your desk, you've probably got a lot on your to-do list. That's why Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are here to help. No matter what size your business, we'll help you find more ways to stretch your budget, protect your employees, and streamline your healthcare benefits. Also, you can check off more lines on your list and get on with living. To see all the ways Blue Cross can help you, visit timeformore.com.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have 2 branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Sometimes it's fun to drive, like when your friend gives you the keys to their new car for a test drive. And sometimes it's not fun to drive, like when you're at a concert and want to have a few cocktails but then have to drive home. Whether you're taking a small group of friends out for a night on the town or you're planning a trip for a large group of 50 or more, Trinity Transportation has you covered. They've got a huge fleet of vehicles, including vans, minibuses, and full-size luxury buses. Call them at 877-284-4200 or visit them on the web at trinitytransportation.com. When you want to have fun but don't want to drive, let Trinity Transportation take care of you. And please, don't drink and drive.
Warrior fans, the women's basketball team will open their season at home on Friday, November 9th as they take on Finley at 7 p.m. at the MAFI. Both the men's and women's teams will play in their first doubleheader of the season on Sunday, November 11th against Lake Erie starting at 2 p.m. Help us celebrate National Sunday Day with Treat Dreams. Make sure to arrive early for your free sample of ice cream. As always, parking is free in the MAFI lot and general admission tickets are $5. We hope to see you right here for Warrior basketball.
After a tough workout, plenty of athletes reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of high-quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has electrolytes and bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's sports drink. In Michigan, approximately 1,900 dairy farm families work to provide safe, high-quality milk and dairy products for us to enjoy. Approved by Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Milk means more.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. It is Winters on Wednesday here at Tony V's on Cass Avenue. Hey, listen, if you haven't stopped by to Tony V's yet, shame on you. Might I suggest, oh, by the way, the wings. The wings are phenomenal, and they have a variation of sauces as well. Coach, personally, my sauce, my favorite sauce is Caucasian sauce.
Oh, my gosh, I can't take it.
All right, I had to share the story very quickly. Coach Winters came in, and he placed an order. He kind of placed an order for all of us and everything, and he said, so what are your wing flavors? And the waitress starts to roll down, and she says, well, we have, you know, Bayou Cajun, and we have lemon pepper, and we have Caucasian, and we have – and there was, like, that silence for a second, and I kind of looked up, and I'm like, I'm not saying anything. And then Coach just – Caucasian sauce. And you should have seen the look on the waitress's face. That was pretty good. So definitely try the Caucasian sauce when you come out here. But, no, we appreciate Tony and the entire staff for taking care of us each and every week, and they will take care of you as well. Don't forget Warrior Basketball here in your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5, AM 1400, The Patriot. Pre-game show starts at 6:45. 7:45? All right, Jeff Weiss tells me 7:45. Kevin Breckmacher. Saturday, the men's and women's swimming and diving. And then Sunday, men's and women basketball at 2 and 4. The Treat Dreams is bringing ice cream to help you celebrate National Sunday Day. Wow, twist my arm.
I'll be there.
Do I really have to celebrate National Sunday Day?
Yeah.
Oh, no, please.
My daughter's birthday. That'll be awesome.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Outstanding. Coach, let's talk a little bit about this game. And, you know, this is one of those questions I think you have to ask a coach. But at the end of the day, I don't want you to give anything away. But what do you guys have to do when you face an opponent like Grand Valley State?
Well, they're so explosive offensively. They have the ability. They have four wide receivers, tight ends, whatever. Just throw the ball down the field and just big body you. You know, 6'4", 6'3", 6'2", guys that are very athletic. And that's the number one thing you have to stop. And you also have to stop their run game. They have five good offensive linemen. They know how to run the football. You got to be able to slow them down on offense, create some turnovers. As far as their defense is concerned, I think they've got quite a few transfer talented players from different schools, Division I schools, and they're very athletic. I think that our offensive line is our strength, so we match up pretty well, and that's going to be a big thing for us. I think Jake's growth and maturation at this point is, you know, it's time to step up. This is a big game for you. Let's go play. I thought he stepped up very well in the Ferris game. Like Jeff said, if he makes that last throw, you know, we're talking about a different thing. He's won two out of his last three, and then, you know, he's playing well. So offensively, James Hill, give him some Livonia left, Livonia right, you know, and let's just play Wayne State football.
You know, it's interesting, Coach. I don't know how much this comes into play with your players, but, I mean, let's face it. I mean, I think sometimes people hear Grand Valley and there's the ooh and ah, you know, for the success, the prolonged period of success that they've had. Is that something, you know, it's almost like that moment in Hoosiers, you know, where Gene Hackman comes out and measures it and says, this is 10 feet, guys. You can play with these boys. Is that something that you address with the team, or is it just business as usual?
No, you know, here's the thing. We have a number of guys from Ohio, a number of guys from Illinois. They don't hear Grand Valley and think anything. It's not. They don't even know who Grand Valley is. So we kind of rather go with their mentality of, hey, we got another game. Obviously, they've won some games. You watch them on tape. They're good football players. Let's go beat them. That's how it has to be.
That's exactly how it has to be. And your offensive line, as you mentioned, that's something. I wanted to touch on you with something because, you know, you were talking about some of the Warriors that perhaps we haven't seen yet. And I know we'll get into this next week when we look ahead to the 2019 season. And hopefully we're looking back at a big Warrior victory out in Allendale as well. But, you know, there's one area, Coach, that I look at. Your wide receivers, the guys coming back. I mean, you've got DeReese. You've got Kyle Lewis. Shane Holler was out here. You got Shane coming back. You got Williams Jackson coming back. You know, this is something that I think, yes, of course, you're focused on now. But this is the depth that we were talking about that makes you a continuous, you know, chance to beat everybody week in, week out. It's a heck of a lot of depth just looking at that one position
alone. There's no question. Again, and I mentioned two guys earlier, Nolan Kimme and Steve Mason, who are freshmen, who we redshirted. Nolan Kimme made some plays in practice recently where I was like, where have you been? Well, he got hurt for the beginning of camp, and he wasn't the same. He's tremendous. Like, wait until you see him. So there's all kinds of talent waiting for an opportunity. Julius Wilkerson's a young man from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who's a linebacker who every week he's a scout team player of the week or pretty close to it. I think we'll miss Pittman, but you might not. He's that good.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah,
that's saying
exactly
a lot.
Right.
Absolutely saying. You know, it's interesting you say that, Coach. You know, it seems like as you've been here through the years, you guys are branching out. You're grabbing more of those kids from Illinois that you mentioned. You're grabbing a kid from Wisconsin. I don't remember, at least in my first few years.
Yeah, we weren't getting those kids.
Yeah. I mean, that's talk about how that's been a process.
Well,
for you.
You know what? We sent Coach Wooster over to Wisconsin. We sent Coach Reardon over to Illinois. We signed Kevin Sconing, a big, strong tackle from Illinois. We signed Jake.
Yep.
You know, Jeff Reardon has done a fantastic job recruiting those guys. We signed Sean Banizek a couple years ago as a D-tackle who's playing extremely well as a redshirt freshman. Like I said, Julius Wilkerson is going to be just tremendous. I can't even think of all the Wisconsin kids. Oh, Charlie Younger, our captain,
Yep.
You know, is a Wisconsin kid. So that's been really, really great for us. And, you know, we still get in Ohio. We've got quite a few, you know, we're still waiting to see King Sanders.
Yeah.
He's a tremendous talent.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he has to be Scout Team Player of the Week this week because he's been tremendous.
Love to hear that.
But you, when you start to talk about those guys, when you start to remind me about those guys, it's kind of a renewed enthusiasm. It's like, yeah, I forgot about them. You know, yeah, that guy can play. Whoa, you know. Wait until you see him. Wait until you get a load of him.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I think you got the Livonia market cornered as well.
We got to keep going.
Robertson's a Churchill guy. I'm a Stevenson guy. We bring the world together, and we can bring in
there
these
you
Livonia
go.
Guys.
There you
right?
go. We got to do that.
All right, listen, before we get out of here, just the keys to a Warrior victory. I mean, from your perspective, not looking at what they do, not looking at what they are, what do you want to do in this game?
The big thing I want to do is create turnovers. I think anytime you create turnovers, you give yourself an opportunity to win. If we can create turnovers, play physical Wayne State football. When we're playing physical Wayne State football, nobody likes to play against us. And that's how we have to be. That's who we have to be. So we need to do that and get our running game going against this football team.
Great stuff. Looking forward to it, Coach. It's always a pleasure
to
see you. Let's do it next week, as a matter of fact.
All right.
We'll be here.
We'll do that.
Hopefully
Boston will play Montreal at that point. I'll get that loss back.
We don't need that. Hey, Maggie and Jeff Weiss, great job filling in tonight. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Tiff back at the station as well. We will talk to 12:45 Warriors in action from Grand Valley State. For everybody involved, my name is Sean Belegian saying good night from Tony Beats.
The green and gold of Wayne State flies over the field today.
You've been listening to Winters on Wednesday here on the Patriot. Go Warriors!